So why is there no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says there's no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah because Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Mesim are poskim lefanav. In other words, that the book of life and the book of death is open in front of Hashem, so therefore we do not say Hallel. Similarly, the Gemara in Erechin says that Rosh Hashanah is a Moed, and there's no Malacha, and therefore you should have said Hallel, if not for this reason of Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Mesim psuchim lefanecha. Now, Rav Olshin in Yerach Maladim cites a bomb question by the Turei Eben. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says a couple of opinions about what days were judged. Some say we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, and on Yom Kippur we get sealed. Some say we get judged on Rosh Hashanah, and then certain times of the year we get sealed. Rav Yossi says we get judged every single day. And Rav Nosson says, Kol Shav Vashav, every second, every hour, we're perpetually judged. So Frek, the Turei Eben, he asks a question. He says, why are you ever able to say Hallel? How are you ever able to say Hallel according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson? In other words, if you get judged every second, so then how can you say Hallel? Because if Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are poskim lefanecha every day or every second, so then the books of life, books of death are perpetually open, how can you ever say Hallel on a Yontif? And furthermore, the Gemara seems to paskin like Rabbi Yossi, because that's how we daven. The Gemara says, which opinion is the opinion that allows us to daven every day for a week, Talmidei Chachamim? So says the Gemara, we daven every day for a week, Talmidei Chachamim, like Rabbi Yossi. In other words, since they're getting judged on a consistent basis, on a constantly, so therefore, we daven for them so that they should be matzliach, and they should be stay healthy. So we're now left with a problem. So to understand this problem of how we say Hallel on Yom Tov according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, we need to understand, well, why is there, what does it mean that there's no Hallel because Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are poskim lefanav, that they're open in front of God? So one pshat you could say is because you're so tarud, since we're so busy in the Yemei Adin, you can't concentrate on Hallel. And the problem with this is that the Gemara in Sukkah says that tirda, this lack of concentration, only paters someone from, only when it's a mitzvah, lack of, because of a mitzvah that you're not focusing. For example, if a person doesn't have to say Kriya Shema the night of his wedding because he's so busy focused on the night of his wedding that he can't focus on the Kriya Shema. But since he's focusing on one mitzvah, the night of his wedding, of you know, consummating his marriage, so therefore he can't focus on Kriya Shema. But if it's a tirda of Rishus, in other words, if his boat is capsizing and he's losing all his jewels, now he can't concentrate, he's still chayv to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because there's the way Rashi says he should leishiv daita, he should get over it. In other words, get over your personal troubles and say the mitzvah. So, same things. Now we're back to the thing. Why should you be putter from Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? You should have to just get over your tirda. In other words, you can't say, oh, I'm so busy on Rosh Hashanah, focusing on my judgment day. But what do you mean? So get over it. Get over your personal tzar and say Hallel if that's what you're supposed to do. So rather, you need to say like this, that you don't, it's not an issue of tirda and a fear of Sifrei Chaim. This is an issue of tirda and Sifrei Chaim, rather, but you don't need to get over it. Why? Because this is the avodah of the yom, meaning a mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is to be in this state of fear. And as the Taz says, even though we will no succeed in din, we have to be afraid of this emas adin. And therefore, this answers the Torah Evan's question. Just on Rosh Hashanah, is there this avodah sayom, this commandment to be tarred, to be scared, to be focused on the judgment day, and there's no obligation to get over it. But during the rest of the year, obviously we can't be perpetually scared. We have to just get over it on a daily basis. So that's why, according to Rabbi Yossi and Nassim, you can say Hallel throughout the year. Now, Rav Olshin offers a different take on it, and he says, well, the Rambam writes that it's not hogun to have schok and simcha on a day of pachad like Rosh Hashanah. In other words, simcha on Rosh Hashanah is a contradiction to the day itself, which is a day of avoda and pachad. He says it's also clear from the Rambam, who says, lo yimei simcha yisera, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are not days of extra happiness. Now, this answers the Torah Oven as well. Only on Rosh Hashanah is there no Hallel, because Rosh Hashanah has this fundamental concept of a Yom HaDin, which is a contradiction to Simcha. And therefore, the rest of the year, yeah, we may be being judged, but it's not a contradiction to the actual day itself. Now, you see another proof to this, to either reason, from the fact that the Malachi Ashari, says Tosos, do sing Shira on Rosh Hashanah. So we ask, well, aren't Malachim also judged in Rosh Hashanah, like we say in the Sana Tokef, with Kodesh Tzva Marom? So why are they able to recite Shira? So the answer is, Malachim don't have this busyness, this concentration that they're focusing on the judgment, even if they are judged. And also, Malachim's Shira, Malachim don't have this fundamental contradiction, and therefore you could say that that's why Malachim are able to say Shira as well. Now, also, there is a third reason given by the Aruch HaNer, which why you don't recite Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, and that is Ma'ase Yadai Tavu Bayam. In other words, since Rosh Hashanah are going to be die, it would be inappropriate for you not to recite, for you to recite Hallel on this day. Based on this, revulsion says that explains a Marsha's question. Marsha has a very funny question. He says, why don't you say Oz Yashur in Rosh Hashanah? And the Magen Avraham says, well, what about saying Hallel in Tehillim? Are you allowed to say that in Rosh Hashanah? And both of them say, yeah, well, it's just the Derech Shira. It's not Derech Shira. It's just Sipur Dvarim. It's just talking it out. So what's the Kasha? Why is Magen Avraham Marsha asking this question? Of course, it's not a Derech Shira. The answer is, you would have thought that because Ma'ase Yadai Tavu Bayam, because people are dying, we should be super sensitive and not say Hallel even in Tehillim, or not even to say Oz Yashur. Kamash Mo'an, the Magen Avraham and the Marsha say, it is fine to do so because it's just Sipur Dvarim.